the time is ripe for looking at new service delivery models. And streaming, OS, and applications is a technology that's available today, and it's mature enough to be used in a real production environment.
That's Kathy Spence, an enterprise architect with Intel's IT Research and Technology Development Group. On this IT at Intel podcast, we'll be talking about her work studying compute models at Intel and findings on software as a service. I'm Catherine Giraudeau. So, Kathy, in a big company like Intel, users get their software in various different ways, on their desktops, delivered over a network, or some combination of these. And you've suggested an additional model for software delivery.
There's a lot of talk in the industry about SaaS, or software as a service. And that refers to software which is delivered over the internet on demand. When we look at that particular model and think about what things are we going to keep in-house, what things are we going to outsource, software as a service really gives us another option. Instead of buying large enterprise applications, we can do something that's more consumption-based, pay-as-you-go from companies. But the interesting thing is if we take some of those principles and we apply them within the enterprise, we can, in fact, be our own SaaS provider. So if we look at repositories of applications in Intel, we could change those into software on demand.
Now, you've just published a white paper about Intel's new compute model. Talk to me about how that connects to software as a service.
We're looking at a few key technologies around application and OS streaming, evaluating how we would like to add those capabilities into our IT roadmaps. In terms of operating system streaming, we basically are going to provide an operating system to a PC on demand. It's in effect doing like a boot of your PC from a network drive. It looks like that. But once it's installed, then you can stream any changes or updates to that client. There's no more patching and there's no more security updates. All of that is managed centrally from a streaming server. So you patch the streaming server, and then all your clients are automatically updated. Same thing goes for application streaming. Again, we're downloading applications for temporary local execution using that model. So it gets loaded and patched and maintained on an application streaming server, and then that gets downloaded to clients on demand. The big benefit is really on the IT side, where we have consolidated that back-end infrastructure to really get the best of both worlds. You get the fat client computing experience, but you get the thin client manageability.
What was your starting point? What were the existing models in use at Intel?
So we started with our call center in our manufacturing environment, where we had multi-user systems. We implemented a proof of concept for application and OS streaming in conjunction with testing out a diskless client platform. In the training room is another great place to use OS streaming because it's a situation where someone's going to come in, they want a fresh copy, they're going to do their work, and then when they leave, you want to tear that system down really quickly and get it to a fresh state for the next user that's coming in. Great use of OS streaming.
I asked Kathy what other kinds of organizations might want to use OS streaming.
Universities have been pretty hot in terms of looking at this model. You know, where else? Healthcare and financial services, where you don't want to keep any data on those systems. You want to lock those systems down. Those are definitely industries that have really embraced this type of model.
What was the central question you were trying to answer?
We were really trying to do kind of a four-part study around performance, to look at whether stream clients performed at the client in a similar way as the legacy environment, which were locally installed applications on clients. We looked at usability. Could users tell the difference between the way the services were being delivered to them? We looked at the IT operational impact of how does it change the way IT does its job. And then we looked at TCO, total cost of ownership analysis.
I asked Kathy what her team learned.
We first proved that whole functional model that we could deliver services using this technology. That was first and foremost. Then looking at the performance of those applications, what we found was that In some cases, streaming even provided better performance than we had on our locally installed legacy applications.
So let's get back to the rest of the study's findings about software delivery.
On the usability study, some of our users didn't realize that services were being delivered to them in a different manner. On the IT operations side, what we found was that the on-demand model was a great model for multi-user systems. The other thing that we learned is that the combination of OS and application streaming provided us with the maximum flexibility and control over the environment. And we preferred to use those technologies in combination for those usage models. In our total cost of ownership analysis, we looked at if we were to take our legacy environment, the way that we have it today, and to convert it over to the streamed computing model, what would be the impact on cost? And what we found is that we could achieve a positive TCO by combining the operational benefits of streaming with looking at maybe lower cost desktops.
Kathy, did the study conclude with actual recommendations for changing compute models?
Yes. Based on our studies, we've decided to add streaming to our automation and manageability roadmaps. Secondly, we're going to develop some concrete deployment plans around one of our usage models. So we're going to move forward with deploying streaming into our call center. And finally, we're going to sponsor some additional work in the area of broader deployment for mobile usage models.
Kathy Spence is an enterprise architect with Intel IT Research and Technology Development Group. I'm Catherine Giraudeau. Thanks for listening.